now stop with your devil music.
This one's at Audio Extra. High octane beers. And what better high octane beer to kick it off with than a Dogfish Head 120. Mike, you got anything on the bottle there? You're just poking at it?
Well, I was just pointing at the words when you were reading them. You missed the minute IPA.
It's a 120-minute IPA, and it's got a big-ass hop on the front, doesn't it?
Got a big hop. And, you know, I was reading it says it's hopped over a 120-minute period or during the boil.
Continuous.
Right, and then dry hopped every day for how long?
120 days.
No, just a month.
Damn.
the 120 synergy.
There. And then it says enjoy now or age for a decade or so.
Yeah, no kidding. But I don't know anybody who's ever aged one.
Well, they're too good. They won't last.
I've got one that's at least a year old.
Really?
At least a year old.
Okay, well, you hang on to that.
Yeah?
Just in case. Just you'll keep holding it. You'll be the exception.
The label's falling off.
Is it really?
Yeah.
All right, so we've just got nothing but foam in the bottom of this thing. So, all right, so we're starting down the road, drinking out of Belgian glasses. And first thing that everybody notices is the aroma.
Yeah, sweet.
Sweet and alcohol back, right?
Mm, man, yeah.
I mean, you can smell some. It's
pain.
Good. I mean, that's it. Alcohol and sugar. Wait, you can smell pain. If you don't know what pain smells like, it smells like this.
Man, I tell
smell in the future.
Yeah, you can smell this because if you drink too many of them, it would be painful.
Mm-hmm. Now, as I'm starting to drink this, I haven't had my first sip. I keep like kind of hesitant, dipping into it a little bit, and I'm like breathing in the fumes.
Have you got some fumes?
It's like sniffing gasoline or
something.
Yeah,
actually, I kind of got like a little gasoline whiff, you know, like when you stand near a car. Yeah, okay. All right, so you had a drink of yours?
What do
you
got? I had several. I get a lot of different flavors. I mean, it's really complex, sweet, a little hop there, a little pain.
I got no pain yet. And the word there is yet.
I can feel the pain if it's if I had about three or four of these.
Now, everybody gets different things. Some people think this is super hoppy, which 120 minutes worth of hops, you think it would be. But
it's not overly hoppy tasting at all. No.
To me, this is a super malty.
Yeah.
I don't really get a lot of hops. I mean, a little.
Well, I think it's just the hops and the alcohol are fighting each other, you know?
I don't get an overwhelming hops from mine.
Mm-mm. It's very sweet.
No, that alcohol's holding down those hops, and hops are holding down the alcohol. So
I wonder if they maybe mistake the alcohol kind of burn for
a hop bitterness or something.
It could be because there's that alcohol. You can smell it.
It's definitely got the alcohol in it. You can taste it.
I think I got chunks. There's some kind of crap floating in mine. I'm looking at it from the bottom. Yeah, it's like hidden. There's a layer of foam, and I just happen to look underneath, and it's like, look. It's like, I got some kind of dark shit floated up.
Well, I think those are the bubbles. I think those are the bubbles.
I don't know. This is an angle that most people don't check their beer on. We're holding our glasses up above our heads, and looking upwards, you can see cloudiness, and there's dark patches around the bubbles.
Like something's growing in there,
man. We're in the beer atmosphere.
Some funkness.
Aren't those vitamins, though?
It's something, whatever's good, and it's getting drank. anything that can survive living inside a Dogfish 120 bottle.
I want it in me.
That's right. That's right. Put it in you. It's good for you. Make the lame walk. Make the blind see.
And then, what's up with
the hazardous dogfish.
Caution sign.
And the toxic green cap and the little triangle with the dogfish.
The next one's got that top on there. Ooh. You know it's serious.
That's how you know. The toxic green
cap.
It's
almost like a yield sign.
Yield
to the dogfish.
It's a pain sign, guys. I'm telling you. It's a pain sign.
It's the international sign for pain.
Yeah. Like Terry Tate, office linebacker. Pain train.
So the dogfish head's it's definitely a sipper. It's not a pounder.
No, it's not a pounder.
Man.
Depends on your mood, I guess.
Yeah.
in a hurry to get pissed drunk.
Well, who was that? Was that sick puppy that slammed the 120?
Oh yeah, on Should I Drink That?
Yeah,
that was not a good thing to.
They had an EMT there and everything.
Nice, yeah.
So-called EMT there, I guess.
Yeah, And some hooker wearing a nurse costume.
It'd be a good one to sneak into a sports event or something, a football game.
God, yeah.
Take a 120 with you. That's it.
Oh, man. But it'd take you forever to drink it, though.
What did, like, it goes back to your mood, you know. You slam it.
Yeah.
I'm afraid if this taken too quickly would just jack you up.
Pain, baby, pain.
Yeah. So, well, we're going to be filming it here shortly. So, okay, that's the other part. All right, so... To previous beers consumed before embarking on this segment was a cut at your Maybach, which we decided needs a little
aging, yes.
And then we popped open a Unibrew La Terrible, which is a light beer weighing in at only 10.5% alcohol. And that's what got us going down our Belgian glass. Mm-hmm. So we've got a new Belgian glass. We've got I don't know what you call that, but I bought it. It was a beer drinking glass for Belgian ales. And then I got a red wine glass. So we've all got, I'd say, appropriate glassware for Belgian beers. But I think this works for the Dogfish 120.
I'd say so, too.
It gets you a lot of nose. If you like the nose.
And I do. I love the nose on this beer.
It's still, I'm getting like rubbing alcohol and stuff. I mean, mixed in with the sweet. It's a little.
The sweet takes care of it, though. It's just a really good aroma.
Yeah. And there's zero head.
Yeah.
None. And really no carbonation to speak of. And the funky pattern bubbles when held up over your head and lands upward.
It's got those little tiny bubbles, similar to a Belgian beer, you know, real effervescent-like.
Are you not getting that? I got none.
Swirl it and see if you get it.
Well, I noticed I think this goes to your glass. Look at, you are getting stiction, you're getting foam on yours, and you're getting on yours. I got zip on mine.
Do you swirl it
the
pretty
red,
good?
The red wine glass.
It's not sticky.
No, nothing. No, I'm not getting nothing. Look, barely. So depending
that's
on the
weird.
Glass.
What'd you do, spit in it or something?
I don't know, man. Maybe that's what all that black funk underneath is.
It's your mustache. Something came out of your mustache.
That's it, okay.
Mustache grease.
Hey, I recognize that. I had that was from last night. Ago.
What was her name?
Yeah. I appreciate you saying her. I am getting kind of a little warm going on my face here.
Hey, speaking of him and her, Rick Pitino, coach of Louisville basketball, he's actually filed suit against a woman, and supposedly she is coming out and trying to extort money from him, saying that the word is everybody was thinking it was he was trying to have sex from her. Well, the word is now is that he was trying to have sex with her husband.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh.
So, and it'll be interesting. This just came out like yesterday, so it'll be real funny to see what happens over the next, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, what actually happens. Pitino, of course, is denying everything and saying it'll come out in court and I'm suing your ass and this, that, and the other, but. You know, and it could be a play for them just trying to make some money because he's a very wealthy guy.
He might just be getting bored with basketball, you know.
Looking
for some more income.
Yeah, I mean, he was the equipment manager.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe late at night and you're...
He's the equipment manager? That's it? They pay those guys?
Oh, no. He's the head coach, Rick Pitino. But the guy supposedly he wanted to have sex with was the equipment manager.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
A couple guys working late.
Jock straps.
He went up to him and says up here, he says, let me show you how to stack your balls.
Yeah.
And apparently he took it the wrong way. It was a misunderstanding.
Yeah. He said something about an athletic supporter. And
that's right. Let me grip your bat. You got the wrong grip. Let me show you how. Yeah, what about the towel guy?
Yeah.
He's probably watching his.
That was the menage a trois.
Oh, God, yeah. Call that old dude who puts the lines down. That's terrible. But this is not too terrible, our Dogfish 120. Well, this is one of those things. I'm wondering if this is something that everybody who likes a good craft beer has to try at least once.
Oh, I agree.
Build up to it, though. You know, you may not want to start out with the 120.
No. Well, it's something I don't think you want to grab one bottle either. I mean, I think it's something you want to grab a person and share it with them and discuss Absolutely. It like we're doing and enjoy it.
Right. Know? Right. So that's like there's three people on this 12-ounce pipe right
yeah,
here.
And we have 12-ounce pipe. And we have still not really put a dent in it.
No.
If you think, look, our glasses are still pretty full.
And I've been sipping on it ever so slowly. Well, we'll sip some more and let you enjoy another guy, I guess, who we kind of took in small doses. And I've just become a big fan, little Albert Cummings.
I got all my good friends in a ride with me tonight. All right, a few of you got it. I said I got all my good friends in a ride here with me tonight. My good friends in riding with me tonight. And I think it's time to party, people. I think it's time to do it up right. So get yourself on the dance floor. You know it's time to relax. I don't even think about the weekend work. You're gonna have to just forget about that. You know the night is young, so let's get this done. Come on, let's have a little fun. To have a celebration, just leave your words behind. Now is the perfect time to get yourself a nice cold beer, a cold, cold beer. Let's have a party right here. Your fantasy on, but it's been so long since you had just the right occasion. Kick off your boots, let down your hair, let's party like nobody cares. You know, have more fun than anybody else, it's a party in anywhere. You know, the night is young, so let's get this done. Come on, let's have a little fun. Yeah, you don't need no invitation to have a celebration. I didn't leave your words behind, but now is the perfect time to get yourself a nice cold beer, a cold, cold beer. Oh, let's have a party right here.
Albert Cummings.
Thank you very much.
Party right here, live. And
speaking of party, you got the beer hammer out.
That's right. We got the beer hammer. It must be a party. Yeah. So a couple of more factoids on the Dogfish 120. It's a 45-degree Plato, boiled for a full 2 hours while being continuously hopped with high-alpha American hops, then dry-hopped, as you said, Mike, daily in the fermenter for a month, and then aged for another month on whole-leaf hops.
Wow.
And this guy weighs in. It's the biggest IPA ever brewed. It's 20% ABV and 120 IBUs. So that's pretty big, and this is called the Holy Grail for hopheads. Now, on one of them, they got 20%. On another, they have 18%. So, you know, it varies, right? But we're on to our next diet beer, the Dogfish Head Worldwide Stout. And I think we looked this up, right? What was that? What did we decide it was?
I think it's 18%.
It's another big boy.
No way.
Yeah. Dogfish Head. Let's see. Dogfish Head.
Y'all trying to get me drunk, take advantage of me, aren't you?
You figured it out, man. I'm
ganging up on you.
Damn.
Okay, so the Worldwide Stout, we're switching gears a little bit and going to a stout path. Where the IPA, though, that we had, it really wasn't hoppy, super, super hoppy.
It was really sweet.
It was. The Dogfish Head Rate Beer gives it a solid 100 for the Worldwide Stout.
Wow.
And it, too, is an 18%.
A 100 deserves a golf clap.
Yeah. There it is, right there. So the Worldwide Stout, we had one of these the other night. And, man, this is another sipper.
And no head.
No head. Smells great.
Smells really good.
Way better, I mean, my opinion. Way better nose than the 120.
Yeah.
It's got roast. And it's got
I can't roast. Smell anything after drinking that 120.
You've been neutered. No, I can smell a little bit, but as I remember, it was a roasty nose. I was told it tasted really good. But so also, we have a general housekeeping notes here. So Rick, we might have mentioned, I think, is out ill.
Yes.
So he's laying out the show. He went ahead and said, go ahead, do one without us. So we've got John in here taking his place, doing a bang-up job, too. All things considered.
The rookie.
That's right.
I think Rick probably had one too many at Avery's Vertical Tasting or something.
Yeah, like that's that, probably, so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm feeling poor. It's like it's called a hangover.
Got to work through those.
That's right. Suck it up. Now, apparently, it's just not the appropriate time for Rick to be doing this. So, hell, I'm sitting here pugging on the computer. I already forgot what I was looking for.
Must be the Worldwide Stout.
Oh, no. Craig from Brew Bubba's. Okay, that's it. Yet another housekeeping note. For all the listeners who also listen to Brew Bubba's, and even if you don't, you should.
That's correct.
They had a technical faux pas and broke the shit out of their feed. So, go resubscribe. You're going to have to go to thebrewbubbas.com and click on their link and resubscribe again. And it's www.brewbubbas.com. Brewbubbas.com. Click on their subscribe link. Do it twice if you want to. And even if you can't, as long as you're linked to, hey, you know, we got to check and make sure. They may be broke on Beer Safari as well.
Very well.
That's right. And remember, if you hear all your beer shows, beersafari.com. It's a jungle of beer out there.
That is correct.
Cue the monkey noises.
Ooh, 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 ah, ah.
That was strikingly realistic.
Yeah.
Thought I was at the zoo for a minute.
Look,
there.
I've been working on that all day.
Okay. It's pretty good. It's paying off. It shows. Nothing like dedication to your art.
I think I'm going to go to the zoo this year for the first time in forever. And you ever go to the zoo here?
All the time.
Really? Free on Tuesday.
It's a great bit. What's on Tuesday? The train?
Free, man.
Is it?
After a certain time in the afternoon, I think after 2 o'clock, free.
Wow.
Well, actually,
we'll take advantage of that.
We have another reason.
That way I can go learn monkey noises.
Well, perfect them. Yeah. You've learned them for
sure.
We
probably record them, and then we bring them back and put them on the show.
There you go. Or maybe we can kidnap a couple of them.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Get one drunk, yeah. Right?
Get one drunk. Give them a bottle of 120.
That's right, the drunk monkey show. That'll be good. Now, the zoo's great, and you know we got a beer/zoo event coming up.
Zoo brew.
Yeah.
Zoo. I thought we just did one of those.
I did too.
Has that been a year? Well, yes, oh, no, but there was another zoo event too. The zoos, for whatever reason, the Memphis Zoo is a cool place to drink beers and wines, and they do events there.
I remember we went out and Chuck had the Ghost River.
Yeah, that was it.
Okay.
That was a long, that was about a year.
No way.
No, it was in the fall.
They had a fall one?
It had to have been. I think it was. Yeah. I don't think it was a year ago.
Yeah, I think it was just a few short months ago.
I know there's one coming up next month.
Okay.
That's all that matters.
Well, I'll be there.
That's right.
I noticed that, like, Hattiesburg or Jackson, I think it's Jackson, Mississippi's having one. I got some guys that listen to the show down in Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Yeah.
And they, every now and then they get together, well, every now and then, once a month they get together and do a beer tasting. And I got the list of what they were doing this month, and man, I tell you what, they sample some really good beers.
Yeah.
To be in the state of Mississippi, because you can't get good beer in Mississippi.
So somebody's bringing it in.
They're bringing it in. Yeah.
Drive it in.
And they do. They have some really nice beers. And there's some homebrewers down there, which they're breaking the law. But they make some really good beers, too. And they all get together and enjoy them and talk about them, like kind of like what we do on the radio. And I've been threatening them that I was going to get down there and visit with them. And I just can't get my schedule to get down there. But I really want to do that because it sounds like they have a real good time.
Well, they should. Hopefully, they've had one of these worldwide stouts, 18% alcohol. Doesn't have a lot of writing on the bottle, but man, this is a super stout. I mean, this is a stout by which all others should be judged. And we've got a couple of favorites that we have.
And wouldn't you say that this beer is 10 times more drinkable than that other one?
That's my next comment. It's really drinkable for the alcohol content that it has.
I mean, 120 was kicking my ass. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it was
I hear kicking you. My ass. I know. This is a delight to drink. Every sip is just like good stuff. Chocolate notes. And we had this a couple of weeks ago with Thomas Gary over at his house and Craig. The descriptions coming out were all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Blueberries,
yeah.
Chocolate covered raisins, all kinds.
Yeah, it was weird.
Fruit and chocolate and coffee and all kinds of notes.
I was getting some coffee and roast.
Yeah, it is. It's really. I mean, you just get all kinds of flavors, and the finish is kind of wine like, kind of fruity,
and it kind of looks like a Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my comments are still a little primitive. I like that one, you know.
That's a good one.
That's some damn good beer there, dude.
That's a keeper.
Put him in a live well.
Don't throw this in back. No, that's a good. It's very tasty. Very tasty beer.
Daddy-like.
Mm. And it's not one, though, that you would pound.
No.
Either.
No.
You can't. This one you probably...
Yeah, I was thinking, you're looking for a stomachache, you might pound it.
It just wouldn't do the trick. He'd be yarking this bad boy right back.
You know,
out.
I don't smoke cigars, but if I did, I'd probably smoke one with this one. You know, this would be a good one to do that with. It kind of reminds me of a good scotch.
Yeah, it has got that kind of, and there's no barrel involved.
Man,
think about this. Worldwide Stout, barrel aged.
Wow.
Man.
And some good Scottish ale barrels or Scottish whiskey barrels.
Yeah, or bourbon. Hell, man. Come on. Bourbon stout. Maybe somebody should try that.
Mm-hmm. I think Bluegrass Brewing did that.
Yeah, them and about 300 others. Now, I bet this would be a good one. I bet you Sam Calagione has done all kinds of weird shit with this Worldwide Stout. You know, he's probably aged it in all kinds of stuff. He's just not letting on.
He's probably waiting. It's the secret. He's got it holding out.
He's got a secret stash going back there. But... And we'll be seeing him. I was talking to somebody the other day about the Great American Beer Festival, GABF, coming up in October, which I'm not looking forward to the cold,
September.
But I am looking forward to that. September?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was in October.
September.
Well, even better.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
But we'll just have to muddle our way through Memphis in May and through the death heat of Memphis summer and all the numerous beer parties and pool parties.
You know, I about froze my ass off waiting on that bus to take me to the airport.
Oh, from the last GABL?
Yeah, it was pretty chilly that morning. Yeah, that cold front was coming through in the storm.
Weren't so damn cheap. Get a cab. They got heaters and everything. You know, we ought to find one to go visit before then. I mean, it's a spectacular event, but we don't really go to any of this. Rick. Yeah. Asshole.
What I was like
living
to do,
in Denver, he goes every weekend.
I'll tell you what I want to do. I want to do two sessions at the GABF. And then what I want to do, and the other time we're out there, is go to brew pubs, go to some of those parties they do at night.
Yeah, yeah.
And enjoy. I mean,
yeah.
Good food, good beer. Mm-hmm. You just got to get out and go find it. Yeah. And it's everywhere out there.
Yep. So in the last show, we had a. From the World's Brewers Cup that we also attend while we're out there, and we had the BrewDog guys, and that's a good interview. Listen to the whole thing. I went back and listened to some of it. I was like, oh man, that was a lot.
That was a good interview.
People.
Yeah,
we had a bunch of good interviews and a bunch of good people there. So
now, what was the guy's name that wrote the book?
Randy Mosler.
So Mosler, I think.
You're putting me on the spot.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Episode 120.
But I enjoyed that interview with him. Very interesting.
All of them. Yeah. All of them were fantastic. So we're and now we were okay. I cut you off on the last segment. You were going to bring up a deeply sensitive topic.
Oh, the Beer Wars movie.
The Beer Wars movie. We got screwed out of us a Beer Wars movie here in Memphis.
Here in Memphis.
Yeah, we didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
We were screwed. I don't know if y'all got to see it in your town, but we didn't.
They had one in Nashville. I heard it wasn't very well attended, but and then a couple other places. I think one in Mississippi down Hattiesburg or something said they had like 12 or 13 people show up.
I hope they will sell the thing on DVD or pay-per-view or something.
YouTube.
I think the audience for that would be more.
It'd be very niche, right?
Yeah.
Be very vertical, but
I heard in some areas, I got on Johnny Max's website, the forum, some of them were saying that there were people in the crowd just yelling out screw bud or F bud and, you know, all that all through the movie. And it was just real anti-Bud, you know, anti-Ben Bev or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but, you know, that's and I know that's part of the movie, the premise is that, you know, it's hard to be a little guy competing against these giants.
It's hard out here on the, when, you know, what, how's that go?
Hard out here for a pimp.
When your best girl walks with a limp.
Oh, man. That's right. I always got somehow every show a pimp gets worked in one way or the other. Whether or not. Speaking of which, one of your favorite soulful crooners is coming to Memphis in May.
Who's that?
Snoop Dogg.
Is he really?
Yeah, he is.
Snoop Dogg.
He's going to be at Memphis and May Beale Street Music Fest. Holy cow!
Smoking endo.
Yeah.
Sipping on gin and juice.
It's three
back.
In the morning.
Laid back.
Got bitches in the floor getting it on.
It's, something like that.
Three in
three
the
morning.
Mind them money.
Tell them mama
money
comes home.
Hey, man. Friday morning, I was on my way to play golf at a tournament with the Tennessee Association of Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Contractors. Say that 10 times
those
fast.
Those guys.
Yeah, those guys. They're a rowdy bunch. But
yeah,
anyway,
they know how to party.
I had my Sirius radio on at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I was flipping channels, and Ice Cube came on. It was a good day. And one of the lines in there is, I didn't have to use my AK today. It was a good day.
That's funny. Well, since you're getting
it's a
this,
great song,
since apparently we got our pimp cups going, the Worldwide Stouts chilling us out.
It's a good day.
It's a good day. All right, so we're gonna break again, and we'll play some Memphis pimpage, Lord T and Eloise.
To brag, but they say I go to bed well, making ladies based on rhymes that I spit. I hit bells on the NASDAQ. I snip rails off your mom's back. I crack a lack my Cadillacs while I relax in linen slacks and count the stacks of platinum racks. Then I tag spout your ass with a gnash.
I'm rich, I'm rich.
I'm filthy, stinking rich.
Living this life a privilege.
Change the game with these raps. Time to yell out the name like you in Vegas tossing craps. The lords, get in line to see this intellect changing history with genuflex. Let me get my specs. It's time to see what's next. Elected official, let's do that. Make this power official. Check the initials ME13. Y'all know what that means? I'm sure you don't. If the world is still as it seems, scream, scream, other crop, intangible dreams, bodyguards who cope with scope, laser beams. Please test these. If you gotta have it, I will grab you like a rabbit from my top hat and pimp slap your sorry ass.
Dragon. I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich.
I'm filthy, stinking rich.
Living this life a privilege.
That's Lord T and Eloise,
rich bitch,
and we're rich with some good beer here.
2007 smoked porter.
It's a smoked porter, and if the mellifluous tones of Rick Hager Bomber haven't excited you yet, they will.
I'm here.
Even though it was only a few minutes in podcast time, it was actually a couple of weeks. We blew up the third segment. We put it off, and now Rick is live in the beer studio once again.
All right, here's my excuse for not being at the last show.
Okay.
I had been drinking. I went to the Front Range Brew Festival, which had seven of the homebrew clubs in the Front Range, and we all went to Great Divide. And we drank for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours, and then they finally had the drawing at the end, and we all got our prizes, and we went to Falling Rock, had some more beers, and I would have been fine. Would have been fine. Went home, went to CB and Potts, and had some of
the big beers,
Mug Club member beers. So
Mug Club.
Sunday was a rough day for me that day, and that's the day you guys were recording, so I bowed out.
Well, but you're back now.
I'm back. I'm back in Memphis,
and we're in the throes of Memphis in May Eve,
in Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis, Tennessee. We got us some swine flu, baby.
Yes, we do.
We're all up in
about
it.
About 8 miles out from our house?
That's right. Yeah. If that. Yeah. Yeah.
Barack is calling it H1C1.
No, it's L-M-N-O-P. Swine flu.
Yeah. It's swine flu.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to call it the Mexican flu. He doesn't want to call it swine flu. Because, you know, they're massacring healthy piggies over in Egypt or somewhere.
Yeah, sure.
One of those Muslim countries.
And, you know, this is kind of bad. But it may be, I mean, you know, nothing against the Mexicans. It just happened to be there. It didn't start there. It's not like Ebola or AIDS or anything. It just happened to break out there. It was here first, if I recall the last time, the pandemic, or my daughter's been coming up with words for it, a hamdemic.
A hamdemic.
Okay, was that bug bothering you?
Kill him.
Bug in the beer studio.
It's a skeeter. He's probably got swine flu.
He probably does, and encephalitis and legionnaires and all kinds
bird
of nasty
flu.
Shit coming at me.
Bird flu.
But we're risking life and limb for you, the listener.
Yes.
Of course, if it's Armageddon and this is the first horse of the apocalypse, then we're all dead. So
right. Drink up.
Drink up.
Yeah, drink up and go to confession. And
oh, God. Thanks for that, Mike.
Don't ever do that again. So anyway, cheers.
So here's our beer. Whoa, sweet. That it's not high octane like the first couple because, like I said, it has been a couple. And we just wanted to break out one of the nicer special beers that, you know, you always want to have. If you can get one, put it back, put it away, hang on to it. We're enjoying a 2007 smoked porter from Alaskan Brewing Company. celebrating Rick's return to Memphis.
It was a gold medal winner, too.
It is. It always is.
It's a good
one. It's a fine, fine beer. Ages extremely well.
And Mike's not a big smoked beer fan, so what are you thinking of this?
You know, this one's pretty good. A lot of the times when you guys drink a smoked beer and I'm partaking, it's just heavily, heavily smoked. This one didn't.
Yeah.
It's a lot lighter smoked.
It's not so over the top.
And maybe because it's an 07. I don't know, but.
Yeah, you think maybe it's like mellowed a
maybe
little bit. It's
a
got
bit,
a smoked flavor to it, but it's not overwhelming.
Or maybe you guys make me drink so many smoked beers, I'm getting used to them.
Could be.
The backstory of this is they used to go over to where the Alaskans were smoking salmon at the fishery, and you know they absorbed the salmon flavor. They wanted to impart that into the beer. Mm-hmm. And as far as I'm concerned, this is Alaskans' best beer.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's
fantastic. Their signature.
And it's a keeper. It's one that everybody who knows a good beer knows about. Get your hands on one. Try and get two. Store it. It's good stuff.
And it's not the beech wood. It's a different type of wood.
Yeah.
It's like an alder wood, which I think is the same thing as beech wood, but it's called alder wood.
And I don't know if they use the salmon in there. And one of the guys in the Memphis Homebrewers Club, Phil Kane, does a smoked salmon beer. He actually puts a piece of smoked salmon in his beer. It's the craziest thing you've ever
had.
I'm
not recommending that.
Well, I hear you, but you know, there is a class called Oyster Stout, right?
Yes.
Well, he's taking it in a slightly skewed direction with Fish Stout.
I think you're reaching there, to be honest with
you. Now, it's the smoke in parts. It's a real mild salmon. I've had the very salmon that he threw in there. It's like this.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they have it on their label. It's a tradition of alder smoking to the malts. So,
it's
a different wood.
You bringing up the beechwood age?
Beechwood smoking.
Yeah. Beechwood chips is what you said.
See, if you set Budweiser on fire,
no,
that would be some beechwood smoking.
Hear me out. In the paper yesterday, did you know that there was a plant in Millington, Tennessee, a manufacturing facility, that produced the beechwood chips that Budweiser used in their beer? Did you know that?
Did not know that.
I did not know that, but I'm paying about $10 a pound for beechwood.
And do you know what? They closed their doors yesterday.
If you can find that,
or
the
day
I'd
before,
love to have some beechwood.
Well, they closed their doors. They shut down. There was two plants in America, one like up in Michigan or Illinois or somewhere. Well, anyway, this is what happened. The plant in Millington, and I can't remember the guy's name that owned the place, but he approached Budweiser about consolidating to one vendor.
Yeah.
Okay? Well, they did. They went to the other vendor because he bid it cheaper.
And put himself
out of business. They only had 10 employees, not a big hit on the economy, but
still
10 more out of work.
Yeah.
But
and this area used to be the hardwood capital of the United States, and I think that title slipped a long time ago, right?
I mean, we've got an international paper here. They don't even own their own trees anymore.
Right.
They're out of that game. Yeah. But the beer that we're drinking, it's not a high alcohol, and I want to throw some shouts out to the beers we had before this.
The beers you guys had.
We started with just some hazed and infused just to get us home. And then we went down the stout path with some of Mike's homebrew. Very good. Very good beer. And then we followed it up with some Clarkhead Brewing Black Cat Stout.
Did you really? Okay. We had that this afternoon.
And that's what I'm saying.
Our listeners.
I'm saying
I thought you were about in the recording.
No. I meant before we drank this one. We have time shifted two weeks.
And our listeners out there need to find that Black Cat Stout. It's pretty good stuff.
Ask your local grocer. They won't know what the hell you're talking about.
Clarkhead Brewing site, it's actually a website.
Yeah. Or any
they
of their stores.
They have brewery tours.
Yeah.
They love to have you show up and ask for a tour.
Yeah. They're open late. They're open late. So if it's like midnight, 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning, swing by Phil's house. He'd love to see you.
Well, they're during that second shift brewing.
That's right. The second
show you the brew pots. And
yeah. That's that magical hour when he actually has the cat out there working.
Yeah, that's when the cats are roaming is late at night.
Because they're up.
Yeah.
They're up, stirring.
Cats are nocturnal.
Phil's trying to get them to use, you know, like
it's really 7 days a week operation, so Sunday night
it is.
Show up.
Well, they're small, though. But they're growing, though. Yeah. I heard Phil's breeding
So there's more cats coming.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, he makes his own workers.
Yeah.
They dip their little paws in, a little bit of cat in every bottle.
Yes, we've had a good day so far. and it all leads up to the Memphis and May Beale Street Music
That's
Festival,
right.
which we're all amped and psyched
yep.
and powered up for. Is,
and so there will
three
be
days
more.
Of fun and frivolity.
Yes, right? There will be more beer shows hot on the heels of this one. And we, golly, Rick's, it was like Christmas.
Who's got the meth?
He's brought. No, Chris.
Have you been watching
Christmas.
This show on AMC?
Well,
I thought you said Crystal.
It's like Christmas.
Have you been watching Breaking Bad on AMC?
Yeah,
awesome show. It's the second season
with Malcolm's dad.
I don't know the guy's name, but it's
Brian.
It's like keeping it real. You know, if you're a chemistry teacher in high school, who's going to go out and cook meth and try and break it open on the market.
Yeah,
that's exactly what would happen
to pay for his operations and things like that.
It's amazing. So,
and I hadn't seen it yet. Read about it. It's critically acclaimed.
It's good TV.
Bryan Cranston, I think is his name. He was the dad on the Malcolm. What the hell was the Malcolm shows?
Malcolm in the Middle.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's funny as hell. And so this is like a departure for him. It's a real serious role. He was also trivia. The dentist in Seinfeld.
Oh, really? The dentist. Yeah, I remember all those episodes.
Yeah, he was in like three or four of them.
Okay.
All right, so we've got...
if you sure fact check this.
Yeah, I know. But you know our rule, if we don't know it, we'll make it up. So,
I'm glad to be back in the beer studio. It's fun.
It's been a while. Actually a year.
Yeah.
We were at your place last.
Right, in October,
that's right.
Train wreck.
Yeah. All right, so we got more beer, Memphis in May, all kinds of stuff coming your way. It's going to be an interesting
three days,
and followed by the wind down fourth day.
So stay tuned.
We're going to document all of this. So yeah, so stay tuned. So let's wind this thing up. And look forward to the next show. And by the way, we have moved the website. If you encounter any difficulties, well, you're probably not hearing this.
And we were asked to promote Brewbubba's.
Brewbubba's.
Our friends, Craig and Jerry from Michigan.
And they have the same problem. They recently relocated their site.
Yeah, and they lost all their RSS feeds.
Yeah. So go to Brewbubba's. Subscribe to their
resubscribe.
Show. Right. And or you can go to beersafari.com, click through. Their shows are on there. Click through and go and resubscribe to Brewbubba's. And if you're Craft Beer Locator.
So he's got two things. And he's also got the Michigan beer scene.
Yeah.
So the guy is prolific. I mean, Brewbubba's, Michigan beer scene, and Craft Beer Locator.
Right.
Go resubscribe to all of those.
And you'll be hearing more about them in shows to come.
I think they were screwed over by Apple Store.
Yeah, well, it happens.
Sucks.
And that's what I think. We've got a little bit of faux pas, so hopefully you're
hearing
this.
The fruit Nazis got them.
And spread the word. Tell your friends. Go to BigFoamy.head. BigFoamy.head. BigFoamyHead.com.
This is amateur broadcasting at its best.
That's
and hey, you don't... Today I'm not on Skype.
There you go.
So you
That's
don't have
right.
that 3-minute delay.
He's live in the studio.
Rick's lips are moving. I think he's saying something.
You don't know how many times I've looked up to that monitor and go,
we
can't hear you.
We can't look at Rick anymore. He's usually right there on the screen, and now we got to look somewhere else.
Skype will lock up, and we're going, we can't hear
Skype
you.
Skype is hard on podcaster. It's hard out here for a pimp. You know,
when your best girl walks with a limp.
All right, more stuff to come. Let's get out of here and get going on Memphis in May. See you next time.
Drive safe.
Come back and see us.
Will I always say what I feel? That's right, you go ahead. And I mean just what I say. Sometimes certain people always take me the wrong way. Well, now I never hold back. I always tell it. I tell it like it is.
You'll always know where I stand. Oh, makes no difference.